What's in a word? This weekend is Sydney's 39th annual Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras Parade. Dr. Peter Robinson is a senior lecturer in sociology and history at Swinburne University. He spoke to The Wire's Bonnie Parker about the evolving language of gay men.
The words don't stay the same. They can be appropriated for political purposes as they were by the baby boomer gay liberationists, but they have a longer origin and a meaning that varies over time and according to the society in which you're living.
So how can things like pop culture influence it?
If you have someone like Joe Jackson, who wrote his song Real Men in the early 80s, it's a bit of a ballad. He also talks about the changing nature of masculinity, and I guess it's quite a serious approach that he took. In it, he has a line that goes something to the effect that gay men are now calling themselves faggots.
You don't want to sound dumb, don't want to offend, so don't call me a faggot, not unless you are a friend. Then if you're tall and handsome and strong, you can wear the uniform and I could play along.
It depends, I suppose, on the intention of the contributor to pop culture, whether they want to continue to tell a story that's an expansive liberationist story about difference and change and development and advancement, or they want to shut it down. So it depends on their motive and whether they're going to continue telling stories that open up discussion and allow for difference, or they want to tell stories that shut it down.
We've seen words like gay being used to describe something that's bad by young people particularly. What kind of effect can something like that have?
The advocates of free speech might say, look, that's just what happens, well and good. But I think that is yet another sort of level of discrimination or level of abuse that gay people have to deal with, and it's very difficult for them to arc up and resist or resent it, because I suspect the response from those who are using it will simply be to laugh at them, which is not an enjoyable experience.
You're so gay and you don't even like boys.
It seems like now words that were once maybe derogatory are now being reclaimed. Could you tell me a bit more about that?
It depends on who uses the word, and it depends on the group that you belong to and the meaning that the word has in that milieu or in that group. So gays and lesbians can use all sorts of offensive terms and turn them on their head and use them as terms of endearment. And so I think in doing that, they lessen or reduce the power those abusive terms have. You can tell from the context whether the word is being used with good or kind or goodly intent, or it's meant to belittle and to disparage the individual. I mean, if you're with your great aunt and she happens to say over a cup of tea that it's a very gay day, I guess you'll understand that what she means is it's a very pretty day and she's pleased to be with you, not that she's at the Mardi Gras.
Dr. Peter Robinson, senior lecturer in sociology and history at Swinburne University, speaking to The Wire's Bonnie Parker.